Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 0 of the new Pilot Pod Blog, Takeoff. My name is Robert Sigliano, and I am a newly minted private pilot. Welcome to the first episode of the new Pilot Pod Blog, the podcast from the perspective of a new private pilot. A little bit about myself. As I said, I am a newly minted private pilot. I got my certificate last December. I fly out of Brookhaven Airport, Hotel Whiskey Victor, in Long Island, at Shirley, New York. It's a non-towered field, and I fly a light sport aircraft. It is a Technam P-92 Eaglet High Wing LSA. Why is a new private pilot flying an LSA? Well, I'll get to that in subsequent episodes. I am doing this podcast because I believe there is a gap between the Student Pilot podcast done fantastically by Will Hawkins of the Student Pilot Flight Podlog and Bill Williams of the Student Pilot Cast, and the more experienced pilots in the Hang of Flying podcast, such as Uncontrolled Airspace, Airspeed, and Pilot Cast. While pursuing my private pilot's license, I often wondered what I will do with my license after I pass my check ride. Sure, I knew about the $100 hamburger and flying friends and family on sightseeing flights, but I wanted more. How do you go from the very structured, goal-oriented training environment to an environment where I can pretty much do whatever I want? Legally, of course. So, I kept saying to myself, I passed my check ride, so now what? The podcasts that I listen to do not cover the pilot transitioning from a student pilot to a private pilot, so I figured why not do it myself. I hope to take you on my journey from getting my certificate through my first 100 hours. I will be discussing my mistakes as well as my successes, passing along the things that I have learned. In this way, maybe someone out there might learn something and say, hey, that was a good idea, or whoa, I'll never do that. Right now, I'm planning that this will be a one-man show. Maybe in the future, I'll have a guest or two, or add in-cockpit audio. Right now, I will record this whenever I fly, or have thoughts that I would like to pass along. The focus will be my experiences, thoughts, and what I have learned along the way. A sort of podcast blog. While thinking about what I was going to do with my license after I got it, I realized that in order to carry over the goal-oriented aspect of training into my life as a private pilot, I needed to have a plan for my first 100 hours. I will lay out my goals in the next podcast, and then take you along as I hopefully reach each one of them. With this in mind, each flight I take will have a goal. That can be as simple as practicing landings, or more complicated, such as learning a new piece of equipment. This way, I will stay interested in flying, and hopefully you will stay interested in the podcast. Pilots are goal-oriented people. Not having goals is what I believe causes many pilots to quit flying after they get their certificate. Their flying lacked a purpose, and so it wasn't interesting anymore. I'm doing this in the hope that student pilots will see how I use my license and will be motivated to finish, or the private pilot that might have stopped flying might be interested or inspired to begin flying again. I know how difficult it is to get motivated to drive to the airport, pre-flight the plane, to just fly in circles doing touch-and-goes around the pattern. Hopefully, this podcast might give some pilots ideas to motivate them to fly. In each episode, I hope to discuss my recent flight and what I've learned on it, and whether my goals were met. So now come along and join me on my journey as I explore the world of flying as a new private pilot. You can get this podcast from iTunes or any other podcatchers, or at the newpilotpodblog.blogspot.com. Or you can also reach me at thenewpilotpodblog@gmail.com. Please send me any suggestions or any comments you would like. The intro and trailing song is John Mellencamp's My Aeroplane. Thank you everyone for listening, so now get out there and exercise your freedom to fly. Keep the shiny side up, the dirty side down.